O tirai e tātou mai, nāianei ka huri atu au ki te whakatau I tētahi o ngā tohunga toi Māori. Tōna ingoa ko Elizabeth Ellis. Elizabeth, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Elizabeth, today's a very important day. We're here at the Māori Arts Awards, Toi Māori. Can you please explain how you feel about the evening?
Well, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for Māori to celebrate and focus on our arts and culture. And tonight is a night where we honour a lot of senior artists and artists who are coming on, and it's one of the few opportunities we have to do that. It happens every year, and it's been happening since 1985, so it's a wonderful occasion and a tradition to carry on.
This evening, you are one of the recipients of an award. Can you explain to us who your award is named after?
So the award is named after Sir Kingi Haka, and that's a great privilege to have a tohu that carries that name. And Sir Kingi initiated many of these awards tonight, so it honours, every year we honour him by handing out and receiving these awards.
Your contribution to the Māori art area is something that you spoke about earlier. Would you like to share with me your participation in the arts?
I would. I trained as in the arts through Elam School of Fine Arts and then went on with an art career, really. And I was 12 years with Creative New Zealand from 1994, and for nine of those years I was the chair of Te Waka Toi. So that was a real privilege and very exciting. And the group that surrounded me, I was not alone, was innovative and exciting and excited, and wonderful things happened in 9 years.
Over recent months, we've seen some changes to how Māori participate in the art field. How do you think those changes present themselves in terms of opportunity for our people to grow our art, Māori art?
I think structures within the arts and art administration change with time and with governments. And in this case, this year, the structure changed again back to what it was before 1994. So Māori form alliances, closer alliances with mainstream, and there are 13, you probably know this, but there are 13 on the new board for the new Arts Council for this organisation. And there is no longer Te Waka Toi or the Pacific Arts Committee, although the issues that they handled are hopefully to be addressed by the new group. A lot of work for those few representatives, but they assure us that they're up to it. So we're hoping that it'll be that they'll be able to carry on this hard work, and it will be different. And who knows what will happen in the future. Let's hope that it's all pluses for Māori, and that the future will bring a growth, more growth of Māori art and culture.
In closing, in your art career, you would have had contact with many of our kuia, our karaua, and the very people that this evening is celebrating in terms of the current generation. But you would have met and experienced life with the previous. What would you like to share with us about our kaumātua and kuia of yesteryear? Some of them are, for example, Kingi Ihaka. There's an award that is named after him, along with people like Ngoipe Whairangi.
So in 1994, the board that was appointed as Te Waka Toi had few kaumātua on it. And within a couple of years, we realised that that should be addressed. So we actually appointed kaumātua to sit with the board if they felt interested in the issues we were dealing with in meetings. So we have to remember and thank people like Paki Harrison and Eranora Hetit and Hirini Melbourne and Anaru Painga and people who helped Te Wakatoi along the way. They were also significant artists in their own right, but their contribution to Te Wakatoi and therefore to the wider Māori arts community was really significant, and without them we wouldn't be doing what we're doing today.
Koe no ka mihi au ki a koe, I runga noho ki te whakaro nui mo ngā mahi rangatira ara, ngā mahi toi Māori.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koe.